Have you heard about this videotape that kills you when you watch it?
Look behind you.
Red Rum! Red Rum!
Oh, just some scary movie.
Michael?
Why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Movie Friday is spooky today here on The Takeaway. I think we're talking horror films. That's my feeling. Rafer Guzman from Newsday, our film critic here on The Takeaway, is here with me. Hey, Rafer.
Hello, Todd.
It sounds like we got a little bit of fright in the movies. We're going to be talking Dark Tower, the new one from Stephen King. At least Stephen King wrote the novel that's behind the Gunslinger films. I've been excited for this one, so I'm glad you're here. Let's do start with some trivia, though. We got some Stephen King trivia today. Now, if you know the answer, save it. Hit me up on Twitter if you think you know it, at Todd Zwillick. We're going to save our answer for the end. We've got some audio trivia for you here, Rafer. Here is a character from a Stephen King movie. Listen.
Cotton candy and rides and all sorts of surprises down here. And balloons, too. All colors.
Do they float?
Oh, yes. They float.
Rafer, name that actor and name the Stephen King monster that he's playing there.
Ooh, okay.
Terrifying.
Yeah,
terrifying.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. We'll come back to it. Let's talk Gunslinger. Now, I have been excited for Dark Tower. This has Idris Elba. This has Matthew McConaughey. I loved this book as a kid. Let's listen to a clip.
These visions, as you call them.
What do you see?
I see a tower.
The man in black.
And the Gunslinger.
They're just dreams. They're not real, Jake.
Rafer, please tell me this movie's awesome.
Well, Todd,
now
you can see the look on my face already.
Yeah.
Now, this is interesting, though, because you're a fan of
yes.
these books. Okay. One question I think is going to be, who is this film made for? Is it for a fan like you who has read all 4,200 pages of the 8-volume series? Do you really want to see all of that squeezed down into 95 minutes on screen? Or are you going to be a little frustrated by that? Imagine how many characters are being left out. If you're a viewer like me who thought the books were complete nonsense and you could just not get into them from, two pages into it, I don't think this is going to do you any favors either. You might just have to part ways here. I think if you're willing to follow Stephen King down this rabbit hole, the gunslinger who's sort of related to King Arthur, whose pistols are maybe made out of the steel of Excalibur, who's living in an alternative dimension and trying to protect the universe from a guy named the Man in Black who's trying to kill the Dark Tower. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can't make heads or tails of it, and the film is not helping me. So I'm not sure fans or non-fans are gonna catch on to this film.
And I see what you mean. I mean, as a fan, I always come back to this, but Lord of the Rings, which was a 3.5-hour film, each of them, even there I thought they didn't get into the beauty of the novel. So this is probably going to just drive me absolutely
this very well may. I just found it sort of not that emotionally engaging, not that interesting, it didn't look that interesting to me. There just wasn't that much in this film for me, again, as a non-fan of the books.
Is there at least a good performance from, I mean, Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey? These two guys are such big draws.
Right, two great actors. I just don't think there's that much for Idris Elba to work with, though I will say Matthew McConaughey is pretty good as the Man in Black, this kind of snarky, snotty villain. He's definitely the kind of villain you can hate, and that was a little something I could grab onto in the film, but it's not enough to really pull me through the whole thing.
It reminds you a little bit of the walking dude from The Stand, maybe. Okay, well,
yes.
We could have had a broader Stephen King discussion. Here's your trivia, Rafer. Listen.
Oh, yes. They float.
Name that actor and name the character.
I'm stumped, Todd. I'm stumped.
Jay Robison on Twitter knows it. That was Tim Curry playing Pennywise the Clown from It.
From It, yes.
Which they got a re-release coming out.
Yes, that's right.
That's in their trailer. That one looks scary. That one I'm looking forward to.
That could wipe out the memory of the Dark Tower. Who knows?
We'll have you back for that one. Rafer Guzman, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.